Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Mr. Dorsey, who the hell elected you and put you in charge of what the media are allowed to report and what the American people are allowed to hear? And why do you persist in behaving as a Democratic super PAC, silencing views to the contrary of your political beliefs?
Well, we're not doing that. And this is why I opened this hearing with calls for more transparency.
So there you have Ted Cruz and Jack Dorsey, who Ted Cruz, you remember, in the middle of walking out of the hearing with Amy Coney Barrett, they like took a break and he went outside and he's like, we're gonna have a subpoena and we're gonna send these people to Capitol Hill and we're gonna talk to them next Tuesday. Well, that was supposed to be last Tuesday, wasn't it? Or this Tuesday? It was not supposed to be now. Yeah, it was supposed to be last Tuesday.
Yeah.
And that didn't happen, but they put it off. Why did they put it off? My anticipation here is that they put it off because there are so many things going on right now in the news cycle that it was not going to get the oxygen, and it was going to suck up the oxygen in the room, and they didn't want to step on other stories that were starting to spin, one of them which is the Joe Biden connections to overseas business dealings that he has, which if you are somebody who says, oh, that's just Russian disinformation, just stop it. Stop it. You might not like it. You might not agree with it. You might think that this is an election October surprise that is contrived and perfectly timed. I could probably agree with all of that, but that doesn't have anything to do with it being from Russia. Just doesn't. And you don't get to say that, Adam Schiff. I'm looking at you. You don't get to say that and make it happen. Tony Bublinski was on Tucker Carlson last night, and my gosh. Ryan, did you get to watch that interview?
Yeah, I watched the good portion of it anyway.
I watched the whole thing, and at the end of it, I have concluded that Tony Bublinski is the most believable person to come out of 2020. Top to bottom, left to right, doesn't matter where you are in these issues, you cannot listen to him talk. Well, okay, that's ridiculous. There are people out there who think he's a Russian spy, but I just don't understand how you could watch the story that he's talking about and being like, you don't have to take this from me. It's all there in documents. The whole thing is there. This story is a really big story, and it is important to the American people that they know the truth that Joe Biden isn't telling them. So why is this story coming out right now? Well, I think it's interesting to hear why Tony Bublinski was saying that he came out with this, because it was Adam Schiff. Adam Schiff said that it was Russian disinformation. And when Tony Bublinski's name was connected to this and he was assessed as a person peddling Russian disinformation, that dude was miffed. He wouldn't have it. And when you listen to this man and when you see him talking and telling his story and talking about how he has served his country, and he comes from a family of individuals who have served his country, and you see how important that is to him, like what that means to him to have served his country, Adam Schiff done pissed him off. And Adam, according to what Tony said last night on Tucker, when the idea that these stories that were coming out suggested, and then Joe Biden coming out and saying, I had never talked to Hunter about any of his overseas business dealings, Tony's going, this is a flipping lie. And now, in an effort to try to push this under the rug, as you were marching towards the Oval Office, you're going to tell me, you're going to say that I am a part of Russian disinformation? So he gave his business associate, who's got high up connections? Like 48 hours to get Adam Schiff to retract that statement, and then Adam Schiff didn't. And then Tony Bobulinski was on Tucker last night. That's what this is, the culmination of this process, which has taken weeks, potentially months, that Tony Bobulinski has been involved in the story. Why is this relevant to you? Well, I want to walk through some of these clips here from Tony Bobulinski. I want you to hear from Tony. I hope that these are in order. I think that they are. So I want you to listen to Tony in his very own words and hear what he said last night on Tucker.
I didn't generate that email. James Gilyard generated that email. And in that email, James Gilyard goes through intimate detail of what each individual's requests were from a compensation perspective and how the equity in the enterprise would be divvied up. Very important, May 13th, that email was generated by somebody else to me. In that email, there's a statement where they go through the equity. Jim Biden's referenced as, you know, 10%, doesn't say Biden, it says Jim. And then it has 10% for the big guy held by H. I 1,000% sit here and know that the big guy is referencing Joe Biden. That's crystal clear to me because I lived it. I met with the former vice president in person multiple times, and I had been meeting and talking with Hunter Biden and Jim Biden and Rob Walker and James Gilyard.
So throughout the course of this interview, Tony is talking about how he met with Joe Biden at least twice, that there were two instances where Bobulinski sat down with Joe Biden. And when you listen to the way that Joe Biden was involved, it was like he was aware of this thing that was going on, but it was important also that he wasn't involved too closely to the situation, that he wasn't that it wasn't something that he had his hands in, so he was micromanaging the situation. So these cuts aren't in order, so I'm going to have to walk you through these a little bit as I remember it from last night. But as you sit and you listen to Tony talking about this, he says multiple times, he says, you know, things to the effect like, you don't have to take my word for it. You don't have to listen to me. It's on the paper. These are emails that have been sent to me from these other cohorts who are talking about these business dealings where Joe Biden was overseeing the business as a whole, and he was profiting off of it. He says there he's crystal clear that the big guy is Joe Biden. How can Joe Biden, like, that's all really I think you need to know, and then the rest is details that subsidize the truth here. The idea that Joe Biden had a son who was doing business in China, and in doing business in China, Joe Biden was profiting off of it. What was Joe Biden doing for this? He's just being Joe Biden. It was the access to the family name. And Tony Bobulinski says repeatedly that it was access to the Biden family that was being peddled. Ryan, what was your, I'm going to look through these cuts here a little bit. What was your reaction to that interview?
I mean, just the specifics from Tony Bobulinski was what shocked me, because he's talking about actual cuts that Joe has taken. So far, all we've had is just that email saying 10% to the big guy and assumptions that the big guy was Joe Biden. But he's saying, well, first of all, yes, it is. And second, this is how they would do it. They would take 20% of any foreign money and funnel that through Jim Biden. And so Joe would stay off the books. Like, that kind of stuff is shocking. And to hear the specifics of it, like you said, he's a really believable guy. And he has, you know, this Sinohawk Holdings company that he can show the receipts. That's what was so amazing about the interview.
I was really taken aback about the emotion that was behind what he was saying, the things that he was, the stories that he was delivering, and the clarity with which he spoke. I mean, Ryan, did it hit you that he was telling all these stories like with great definition of the facts and being able to reference, you know, times and dates and places and people and instances that it's like you don't speak about things that way when you're not, you know, going back to the truth of something.
Right. Yeah, he wasn't fuzzy of mind about those meetings either. I think the one that really stood out to me was talking about, you know, some tropical meeting at Palm Beach with Jim Biden, where they're sitting there talking, and he goes, "Well, how are you able to get away with this?" And he said, Jim Biden just flashed that famous Biden smile and said, "Well, it's called plausible deniability."
Yeah, that's the cut that I'm looking for right now. Oh, okay. I'm gonna play this interview for you guys. We're gonna go in and out of it throughout the course of this hour, and I really am interested in what you guys are thinking about it. So please react with us as you're listening to this with us. Please react with us on the Annie Fry Show Facebook page and the Annie Fry YouTube page. This is a really big deal. Ryan, is your estimation at the end of what you heard yesterday that this transcends the election?
Oh, yeah.
This is going to have lasting effect outside of the election.
Yeah, and I want to get past the fact that I am so, as everybody is, I'm so frustrated with our media. Duh, we know that story, but I'm trying to get past the frustration with the media not covering it and get to the actual facts of this, because they are deep and they are damning.
Listen to this. Here's the beginning of this interview from last night. I'm going to turn this up.
English businessman who, you correct me if I'm wrong, you had met while doing business in various different countries. You talked about doing deals. Then on Christmas Eve 2015, he sent you the following text, which explained the deal with China that he wanted you to become part of. And I just want to read the first sentence of this. There will be a deal between one of the most prominent families from the U.S. and them, constructed by me.
Yes, that's correct.
Tell me what he was saying.
So James Gillier was referencing something that he had been working on throughout 2015 with Rob Walker and a Chinese company called CEFC. And he had been traveling around the world developing that deal. And that text was just the culmination of him making me aware that the deal was moving forward.
So he doesn't say, I want to do a deal with you and me and Hunter Biden, or even you, me, Hunter Biden, and Jim Biden. He said, between one of the most prominent families from the United States. He's talking about the Biden family.
Yes, that's correct.
You have Tony Bobulinski here identifying, yes, that's correct. This is absolutely about the Biden family. There's no doubt at all that the Biden family as a whole, yes, including Joe Biden, is involved in this. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to walk through this interview from yesterday. It is an extremely important interview that I hope that you sit down and watch, because watching it is going to be even a different experience than listening to it. But I think it's important, and we are going to comb through it. Let's take a quick break. We'll be back in just a minute.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. I might stand corrected from that last segment. I said that Tony Bobulinski is the most believable person to come out of 2020. Jason on Twitter is challenging me on that and saying that Amy Coney Barrett might have him beat. I don't know. That's a close call, but it is worth mentioning because she is pretty freaking believable, right? I should say Justice Amy Coney Barrett. Oh, yes, I did. So we're talking about the interview last night with Tony Bobulinski. Speaking of his believability, Ryan, when you were just watching him talk, did you watch to the very end where he was talking about, there was a moment where he was addressing the fact that it felt as if his family name was being challenged here. He actually stops and chokes up for a second. He paused, and like, I got choked up just to see what is, I mean, like, people are currency for these politicians. it makes you see how used this whole scenario is. And when he was sitting in front of Tucker at one point, we'll get to it, Tucker's like, did you want to be sitting here? And he's like, I did not want to be sitting here. The media is so responsible for this state that we're in. The hearing, the big tech hearing on Capitol Hill, social media is a problem now. Our mainstream media is a problem now. And it's all about the currency of information and how it's delivered. Ryan, what do you think about it?
Well, I think the media thing is what's driving us all crazy, because we're seeing something unfold that is a legitimate big scandal about a presidential candidate. The guy's possibly going to be going into the White House and has all this baggage from foreign governments attached to him, giving him money. That's a huge, huge deal. It needs to be investigated. I'm not saying we've gotten to the bottom of it, but I am saying that when these interviews happen, these people like Tony Bobulinski, you know, puts his life on the line and comes out.
He
and,
is.
And
he's
and
risky.
Says, yeah, it's very risky to everything, not just him, like him personally. We all, you know, have seen the memes like, well, hey, Tony Bobulinski didn't kill himself, so all that stuff. But
well, Scott on our YouTube page says, watch Tucker last night and Tony B was very compelling. If the FBI or DOJ doesn't look into this, they will verify how corrupt they are. I know that, I think he's already sat down with the FBI. I think that that has happened. At least the FBI said that they would. Craig Sherman said, I would like to know why this guy is just now coming out with this information. Maybe y'all covered it and missed it. Thanks for keeping me informed and keep up the good work. Craig on YouTube, thank you. Appreciate that. The reason it's coming out now is because as these stories have been put out into the open a lot, because Hunter Biden took his laptop to get fixed and didn't pick it up. I mean, like, what? Huh? How does that end up happening? As these emails are coming out, and the idea of Joe Biden saying that he had no knowledge of any of Hunter's overseas business dealings, and then when Tony Bobulinski's name got brought into the mix, and Adam Schiff, and I've got a very interesting theory on this that I'll get to by the end of this hour. When Adam Schiff started peddling the idea of Tony being Russian disinformation, that got under his skin, because Tony is he's a naval officer and he has served his country and he has spent his lifetime in dedication to service of this country. He has two clearances that allow him to have some sort of access to top secret information, and he has to be very careful about his business dealings to make sure that he is never, like, this is interesting, like, Tony Bobulinski, a dude we never heard about before, needs to make sure that he puts out any disclosure. He says in this interview, over $25, he has to note that to make sure that there is nothing that is behind the scenes that could ever be used for somebody who has access to top secret information, that there could be nothing to compromise an individual like that. And meanwhile, 10 for the big guy? Are you kidding me? I mean, there's a double standard here for sure. And we have to care about both. Let's listen to more of the interview last night with Tucker.
It was never about Hunter Biden or Jim Biden. It was about the family name, the Biden legacy.
At this point, Joe Biden was the sitting vice president of the United States.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, so I want to fast forward to 2017, early May 2017. And at this point, you've agreed to become part of this deal. Hunter Biden, Jim Biden, the vice president's brother, James Gillier, and they're asking you to meet with the former vice president in Los Angeles. Describe the context. Describe why they wanted you to meet with him.
Okay. Across those days in Los Angeles in May of 2017 that you're referencing, I met with Hunter Biden multiple times at the Chateau Marmont and Rob Walker. And the discussion was they wanted me to sit down with their father just to meet him and at a high level discuss the Biden family and how they approach things.
Let me ask you to pause. Will you explain to us who Rob Walker is?
Yeah, Rob Walker was a partner in Rosemont Seneca and had a very close relationship with the Biden family, and had developed and been working with James Gillier throughout 2015 and 2016 to develop this deal with the Chinese and CFC.
What was his relationship with the Biden family?
So my understanding is Rob had worked in prior administrations and had a very, very close relationship. In fact, in Rob Walker's own words, in an email to me, he states that You know, everyone was contributing or telling me how they wanted to participate in Sinohawk. And in an email, he basically states, in his own words to me, I want to continue acting as a proxy for Hunter Biden, Jim Biden, and the Bidens around the world.
The Biden family.
The Biden family.
So they wanted you to meet with the former vice president in L.A.
This is really important here, where we're talking about how it was important for Joe Biden to meet Tony Bobulinski. It was important for there to be a face-to-face meeting between these two. And it's very important to understand that the Bidens wanted this meeting with Tony. Tony wasn't saying, well, I'm going to need to see, you know, you're going to need to hook me up with a meeting with the vice president. They wanted to meet him. And they're going to explain this a little bit, but I wanted to make sure that I highlight that for you. Because it's a key point. Why would they want to meet with him? Probably because they wanted to vet him.
How did that play out?
That's correct. The foreign vice president was flying in, and we were to meet at the Beverly Hilton. The Milken Conference was going on, obviously one of the top three conferences in the world for anybody that's a global investor or developing different humanitarian causes and a variety of things. And he was Joe was flying in to speak about the cancer and the moonshot stuff he was working on. And Hunter and everyone was in town, and they wanted to coordinate me meeting with Joe. And so it was set up for the night of May 2nd at the Beverly Hilton. I first met with Hunter Biden and Jim Biden, and just had a light discussion where they briefed me that, listen, my dad's on the way, and we won't go into too much detail on the business front, but we'll just spend time talking at a high level about you, your background, the Biden family, and then he's got to get some rest because he's
so here he's talking about we're gonna meet and we're gonna. You know, why would you meet at a high level, and why would they say, we don't need to get into the details, but we'll speak at a higher level? I'm going to skip ahead right now to this part, which is what we were just talking about before with Ryan.
And I'm thinking about the Biden family, like, how are they doing this? I know Joe decided not to run in 2016, but what if he ran in the future? Aren't they taking political risk or headline risk? And I remember looking at Jim Biden and saying, how are you guys getting away with this? Like, aren't you concerned? And he looked at me and he laughed a little bit and said, plausible deniability.
He said that out loud?
Yes, he said it directly to me, one-on-one in a cabana at the Peninsula Hotel after about a, hour and a half, two-hour meeting.
So remember, Jim Biden is Joe Biden's brother. Jim Biden has been alongside Joe Biden for Joe Biden's entire political career. Jim Biden has been very involved in a lot of the goings-on that Joe Biden has had. As you would expect, anybody who runs for office at that high of a level for that long amount of time, there are going to be people around you who are with you and who support you, and being your brother doesn't automatically make it bad. But the plausible deniability line, Ryan, or Carl, I bet Carl for sure, what line comes, what movie scene comes to mind when you hear plausible deniability?
Let's see, The Godfather, Goodfellas, everything, any movie where there's shadiness.
Independence Day.
Oh.
Independence Day, when they go and they're talking about Area 51, mm-hmm. You remember it to Bill Pullman, and Bill Pullman is saying,
yes.
Bill Pullman's like, stop it with this, that conspiracy type of stuff. And then they're like, no, that's not entirely accurate. And they're like, plausible deniability. That's what they're talking about here. So now that we know that Jim Biden has told Tony Bobulinski that the way they get away with it is plausible deniability, listen to the conversation that Tony Bobulinski says that he has with Joe Biden in this meeting.
He's speaking at the conference in the morning.
So this was at night. The president, vice president, has just flown across the country. He's an older man. He's got work to do.
Correct.
But they carved out a piece of his schedule for you to meet with him. Why would they do that?
Because they were sort of whining and dining me and presenting the strength of the Biden family to get me more engaged and want to take on the CEO role and develop Sinohawk both in the United States and around the world in partnership with CEFC. And I, as you can imagine, I've been asked by 100 people over the last month, why would you be meeting with Joe Biden? And I sort of turned the question around to the people that asked me, why at 10:38 on the night of May 2nd, would Joe Biden take time out of his schedule to sit down with me in a dark bar at the Beverly Hilton, sort of positioned behind a column so people couldn't see us, to have a discussion about his family and my family and business at a very high level, where Jim Biden sat and Hunter Biden participated in. I'm irrelevant in the story. They weren't raising money from me. There was no other reason for me to be in that bar meeting Joe Biden than to discuss what I was doing with his family's name in the Chinese CFC.
And this is a company with direct connections to the communist government of China. So the former vice president has said he had no knowledge whatsoever of his son's business dealings and was not involved in them at all. But this sounds like direct involvement in them.
Yeah, that's a blatant lie. When he states that, that is a blatant lie. Obviously, the world's aware that I attended the debate last Thursday. And in that debate, he made a specific statement around questions around this from the president. And I'll be honest with you, I almost stood up and screamed liar and walked out because I was shocked that after 4 days or 5 days that they prep for this, that the Biden family is taking that position to the world. And once again, I'm irrelevant in this discussion. I just was brought in to run this company and have been exposed to all of this fact. And I believe the American people should see this fact. I would have much preferred the Biden family go on record and define these facts for the American people and the globe versus me sitting here having a discussion with you on it.
So Joe Biden has not denied meeting with you in Los Angeles, correct?
Correct.
Tell us about the conversation that you had with him.
So let's take a break right there, because when we come back, we are going to hear about the meeting that Joe Biden had with Tony Bobulinski. And again, to the point that Tony just made there, he would like to not have to be the one going on record right now. It would be very nice if the Biden family would come on and make a statement. But they'd have to be asked the question, wouldn't they? It'd be pretty silly for them to just come out and say, I'd like to make a statement on this and just kind of spill the beans. They'd have to be pressed, right? Press, do you hear me? Give me a break, folks. You have to do your jobs. Ask the questions. Even when they don't go to exactly what you want to have the outcome to be. You got to check that at the door. That's what an independent press is supposed to do. Quick break. We'll find out about that meeting with Tony Bobulinski and Joe Biden when we come back. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Thanks for joining us today. You can follow us at radio.com. That's the place you can take 97.1 FM with you anywhere you go. Just go to radio.com. It's an app you can put on your phone. You can also go to the website. Search 97.1 FM Talk. Give us a favorite there, and then you can stream us. You can rewind us. That's pretty fun and cool, I think, for radio, and take us with you wherever you go. So we've been listening to the Tony Bobulinski interview last night on Tucker Carlson's show, and in the midst of doing this, where we paused was right where he is going to start talking about sitting down. Was this in Vegas, I think, at a Vegas hotel at a major conference, and he's going to meet with Joe Biden for the first time. This is a meeting that the Bidens requested of Tony. Tony didn't request this meeting of them. They wanted Tony Bobulinski to run their business dealings in with China to make sure that they had somebody who was good at that business side of things, and that person was Tony Bobulinski. Let's listen in here.
So I initially was sitting, because I got there a little earlier, was sitting with Jim Biden and Hunter Biden, and Joe came through the lobby with his security, and Hunter basically said, hey, give me a second, I'll go over and give me 10 minutes to brief my dad and read him in on things. And so then Hunter and his father and security came through the bar, and obviously I stood up out of respect to shake his hand, and Hunter introduced me as, this is Tony, Dad, the individual I told you about that's helping us with the business that we're working on and the Chinese.
So it was clear to you that Joe Biden's son had told him about this business?
Crystal clear.
Crystal clear. Tell us about the conversation that subsequently occurred between you and Joe Biden.
So the conversation, as you're well aware, Tucker, I grew up the son of a career naval officer, so the president of the United States was always the commander in chief, whether they were a Democrat or Republican or other. And so I had the highest respect for Joe and the, you know, the office that he had held. And so I stood up and shook his hand. And obviously we sat down and I think ordered some drinks. I think Jim Biden was hungry and might have ordered some food. And, you know, Joe asked me to talk about my background, my family. He thanked me for my service. I'm obviously very proud of that. Proud of my brother's service and my grandfather's service. And then he walked through sort of his family, you know, obviously some of the tragedies they've dealt with, his political career in a high level. You know, we didn't go into too much detail on business because Hunt, prior to Joe showing up, Hunter and Jim had coached me. Listen, we won't go into too much detail here. This is just a high level discussion and meeting. So it's not like I was drilling down with Joe about cap tables and details.
So you've said that they wanted you to meet Joe Biden as a way to induce you to participate in this deal. You were the actual business guy here who had management experience, deal experience. But it also sounds like Joe Biden was vetting you to some extent.
Yes, of course. Like, I didn't request to meet with Joe. They requested that I meet with Joe. And, you know, he's putting his, and Hunter says this in writing, it was referenced multiple times, they were putting their entire family legacy on the line. They knew exactly what they were doing. They were dealing with a Chinese-owned, you know, enterprise run by Chairman Yi, CFC, that had strong financial support and political support from the Chinese Communist Party. That's how it was presented to me. That's not my own words. That's how they presented it to me and read me in on it. And
they being Gillier and Hunter
they
Biden.
They being Hunter Biden, who was very proud of that and taking credit for it when I sat with him for 2 hours on the patio of the Chateau Marmont in L.A.
Proud that they were doing a deal with the Chinese Communist Party?
Well, proud that they were, that he had the relationship with Chairman Yi, who was running CFC, and the ability for them to get deals done around the world and stuff like that.
You've seen a number of journalists, reporters covering this story, including some who should know better, declare triumphantly that no document you've released connects the former vice president to this deal. How do you react to that? What's your answer to it?
So you can imagine what I've been through over the last couple months, and knowing all this to be fact, and watching Joe Biden and his family and their lawyers trout around the world stating that there was no involvement, or even at the debate, Joe Biden referenced that you've seen my tax returns and there's no money from foreign, you know, enterprises in that. I want to simplify this for the American people as much as I can. On May 13th, that email was sent from James Gillier to me. I didn't generate that email. James Gillier generated that email. And in that email, James Gillier goes through intimate detail of what each individual's requests were from a compensation perspective and how the equity in the enterprise would be divvied up. Very important. May 13th, that email was generated by somebody else to me. In that email, there's a statement where they go through the equity. Jim Biden's referenced as, you know, 10%, doesn't say Biden, it says Jim. And then it has 10% for the big guy held by H. I 1,000% sit here and know that the big guy is referencing Joe Biden. That's crystal clear to me because I lived it. I met with the former vice president in person multiple times, and I had been meeting and talking with Hunter Biden and Jim Biden and Rob Walker and James Gillier. Where the media has tried to hide, and I personally feel it's disgusting, is between that May 13th email and the final document that was executed called Oneida Holdings LLC. In Oneida Holdings LLC, the equity is broken up 20% Hunter Biden, 20% Jim Biden. Well, they're LLCs that represented them.
Right.
20% James Gillier, 20% Rob Walker, and 20% me and my investment entity. What I'd ask the American people to read and look at is how from May 13th to the final Oneida document that got executed, did Jim Biden go from a 10% owner to a 20% owner? That's not my question to answer. I'm sure there were discussions within the Biden family. I wasn't privy to that discussion. But this is Jim Biden, the brother of the potential future president of the United States. It's not a distant cousin. It's not an employee. It's his brother, who in documents defines himself as a political advisor to his brother. And so I'll leave that to the American people to answer that. But I don't understand how the American journalist is allowing that gap to be even talked about and defined.
So I completely agree with what he's saying there. When you take into account you know, the documents, the emails, the text messages, the voice messages that surround this story, the idea that Joe Biden was profiting off of this type of relationship, of this type of deal. The idea that, you know, 10% held for the big guy. He says he's 1,000% sure that's Joe Biden. Tony Bobulinski sitting in the back of a hotel restaurant where Joe Biden is hidden and having a meeting where they're allowed to sit there and vet one another, but they're explicitly not supposed to talk about details. And then we hear later on that Jim Biden is using that plausible deniability line. Why would people not want to know more of this? And when you compare, good freaking grief, when you compare what we have in just this hour of an interview with Tucker Carlson to what they impeached Donald Trump for, here's the theory that I have, just kind of something rolling around in my brain. Adam Schiff is so infected with Trump derangement syndrome that he had to lead this impeachment process in early January. And it was, remember, the goal of this was to charge the president with trying to, with a foreign entity, dig up dirt on a political opponent. Remember, that was the whole thing, that somehow or another, Donald Trump was colluding with Ukraine, conspiring with Ukraine to dig up dirt on the foreign or on a political opponent here. The Republicans there did everything in their power to try to say, well, what were they trying to dig? You know, what was the information there? Let's talk about it. They weren't allowed to do that. They weren't allowed to discuss it. All that Adam Schiff wanted people to know is that Donald Trump had a phone call with the president of Ukraine. He was working on digging up dirt on a political opponent, which was Joe Biden, and that the whistleblower was not allowed to be named. Oh, and that he didn't know who the whistleblower was. My butt. When you go back and watch some of the clips from impeachment and you realize that the impeachment was really all about this, folks. Do you remember when that day came during the primary and half, if not more, of the VP or of not the VP, half or more of the candidates who were trying to get the nomination to be the Democratic nominee for the president of the United States, they all dropped out. Together. Then they went to Texas and they had a rally for Joe Biden. If you were like me, you thought that it was cruel that Joe Biden was still out there running for this office because he had no business doing it. You could see it and I could see it. But then all of a sudden, everybody said, nope, we're going to rally behind Joe Biden. Why did they do that? I still don't have an answer to that question. I don't know what the answer to that question is, but I would like to. Why Joe Biden? Why did everybody rally behind Joe Biden? And regardless of how this election turns out, what does Joe Biden stand to lose? Will this investigation continue on past the election, regardless of who wins? Will it die if Joe Biden wins? Does it change if Joe Biden wins? Does Joe Biden need this presidency more than the Democrats need him to win this presidency? And are they willing to put him in a position to rally behind him when we hear that a lot of these people who were running for president, Pete Buttigieg, Amy Klobuchar, Beto O'Rourke, everybody just bombed out. Kamala Harris bombed out. Were they willing to do that? Is there something that they were offered to get out of the way so that they could rally behind him? Was it more about making sure Joe Biden won because Joe Biden needed to win? I have a lot of questions. And unless the media is going to go out there and do their journalistic job and ask these questions, they're going to get bigger in my mind and in my brain. I would like some answers. I deserve those answers. And the media is the one who's supposed to deliver them to me. They are the ones who are supposed to ask the hard questions in the tough spots to make sure that we get to the truth, because they're supposed to be advocates for the truth, not a political party. I highly, highly, highly recommend that you go find that full Tucker interview and watch it, because the whole thing is super compelling, and I think you'll be very glad that you did. Stick around. We've got more coming up ahead here on the Annie Fry Show. contact us here on the Andy Fry Show Facebook page. You can watch us and chat along with us there. You can also watch on the Andy Fry YouTube page. When we come back, we're going to speak with Jeroy Murdoch. He's a Fox News contributor. We're going to talk to him a little bit about this president and his march towards Election Day in just a minute. We'll be right back.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.